Hebrews chapter 13. Let brotherly love continue. Do not forget to entertain strangers. Becca, you see by this some have entertained angels unawares. Rem, E, MB, air, those who are, E, in bonds, as bound with them, and those who suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body, marriage, is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But those who go after are prostitutes and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, greed, lusting after things that belong to others, and be content with such things as you have. Because he has said, I w ill nev, or leave you, nor forsake. Why, O, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man see and do to me. Remember those who have the rule over you, who have spoken to you the word of God, whose faith follows, considering the end of their conversati on Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be carried about with various and strange teachings, because it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with food, laws which have no profi, ted those wa o have been o see applied by them. We have an altar of which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat, because the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned out, id the amp. Therefore Jesus a also that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, esu f ered outside the gate. Let us go forth therefore to him outs, id the camp, bearing his reproach. Because here we have no lasting city, but we seek o netu come. Therefore, let us offer a sacrifice of praise to God continually by him, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But do not forge to do good and to share, because with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Obey those who have rule over you, and submit yourselves, because they watch over your souls, as those must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, because that is unprofitable for you. Pray for us, because we trust we have a good company, and siunk in all things willing live honestly. But I urge you rather to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now the God of peace, who brew ed again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of he sheep, through the blood of he ever lasting covenant, make perfect in every go de work to do his will, working in you that which is well pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Let it be. And I urge you, brothers, endure the RD of exhortation, because I have written a letter to you in few words. Know that are brought her Timothy is set at liberty, with whom, if he comes shortly, I will see you. Salute all those who have the rule over you, and all the saints, those of idol, ye salute, you. Grace be with you all. Amen. Let it be.